Tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
No change at the front of the field. It's Kyle Larson by 2.2 seconds over Chase Briscoe, who's second. Ty Gibbs is third. Ross Chastain is fourth. And fifth is Tyler Reddick from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
We welcome you back to Darlington Raceway in the 75th annual Cookout Southern 500. We'll get you reset on how things have been playing out to this point in the race, but first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 AM, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you in part by a Countryside Cooperative of Durand.
Motor Racing Network live at Darlington Raceway in Darlington, South Carolina. We're down to 76 laps to go in the Cookout Southern 500. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Jeff Striegel and Todd Gordon. We are topside here above the start-finish line with Dave Moody and Mike Bagley out in the turns. Up and down the pit lane, we've got Steve Post, Chris Wilner, and Alan Cavana. Time now for a mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
With 75 laps to go here tonight, we are 292 complete. Kyle Larson right now is showing the way by 4 seconds over a must-win situation for Chase Briscoe. That is, if Chase is going to race for a championship that begins that run towards Phoenix next week in Atlanta. It's Kyle Larson, Briscoe, Gibbs, Hamlin, and Byron. That is your top five. Kyle Larson has now led 220 laps. That's not the most dominating he's ever been here. He led 284 laps in 2018 in this race, and he didn't win it. He finished third, but right now he's got the dominant car. As for the points, let's cover that real quickly. Alex, we know that Martin Truex Jr. is in. We assume right now that Ty Gibbs is going to be in if he continues to do what he's doing. All Ty Gibbs needs to do is be better than 27th, and right now he's running fourth. It's that 16th and final spot that's up for grabs between Chris Buescher and Bubba Wallace.
As they run with the 74 laps remaining, Buescher is in by 8 points. So what's the scenario? Bubba Wallace will need to finish 12 spots ahead of Chris Buescher without a new winner taking the checkered flag this year, like a second place Chase Briscoe, for instance. But if we don't have a new winner, then Bubba Wallace must finish 12 positions better than Chris Buescher. And right now, that ain't going to get it done.
Other drivers in a must-win situation include Ross Chastain, Kyle Busch, now in a must-win situation. Chase Briscoe, we documented that. Briscoe has been so good all night long. He is second. It seems like he's been second all night long. That's not the only thing that we've been covering for you. The regular season comes to a close here tonight, and the regular season championship is up for grabs, and that too is super tight.
It is. It's 3 points right now. Kyle Larson has the regular season championship in his grasp by 3 points over Tyler Reddick, who has now dropped back to the number seven spot, has Reddick, as Larson continues to show the way. Reddick, if you're just joining us, a good race car tonight, but he's been battling a bit of an illness inside the race car. He's having to soldier on as he understands exactly what's up for grabs at the end of the race tonight.
Dave Moody and Mike Bagley have been watching it all unfold here tonight. We started in bright sunshine and 90-plus degree temperatures. It's cooled off, lights are on, laps winding down. Dave, observation time from your standpoint outside of turn number two. Things you've been watching or perhaps things we've been missing?
Well, I've just been marveling at the precision of Kyle Larson to run 6, 8, maybe 12 inches off the safer barrier, lap after lap, time after time, for as long as he has tonight without ever bobbling even once. Chase Briscoe's run a heck of a race tonight, and he's really not had much at all for Kyle Larson. Larson to this point has pretty much pitched a perfect game.
He has indeed, and Mike Bagley at the smaller end, if you will, of the Darlington Raceway to watch Kyle Larson maneuver that race car. He can do pretty much whatever he wants to down there.
Well, and that's the amazing thing, and we've been talking about Kyle Larson and what he's done. He's coming by me now in turn number three. I don't think there's even one bit of a scuff mark on that race car at all. He has the precision, but here's also something else I'll offer up to consider. Normally at Darlington, if you have a dominant car early, when the track goes through its changes, that car fades late. This car has been strong since the dropping of the green flag. On lap one, he was pressuring Bubba Wallace for the lead, and he has not lifted all night long. He has had the entire field on the mat from the dropping of the green flag, and it has been incredible to watch.
And all he wants to do now is close it out front by almost 5 seconds. Over, by the way, a very good battle off of the corner here. Briscoe and Hamlin. Hamlin down to the inside, and he will take the second spot away from Chase Briscoe, who again is in that must-win situation. 300 laps are complete in the Southern 500 here at Darlington.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
65 to go. Larson leading over Hamlin, Briscoe, William Byron, and Josh Berry, who is rolling right now. Josh Berry up to position number five from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Do you hide your business from your customers? Of course not. But if you're not marketing your business on the internet, you're not only hidden from your potential customers, well, you don't exist at all. Top Dog Promotions should be your choice for creating a website at a price you can afford, and you don't have to wait days or weeks for changes or updates to your site. Top Dog Promotions prides itself on prompt service and will work within your budget. They'll work closely on getting results with your website. Real Country 1430 WRDN chose Top Dog Promotions for its new website, and your business should too. More info at topdogpromotions.net and see the websites created for businesses like Real Country 1430 WRDN. Top Dog Promotions can assess your business's marketing efforts and create an advertising strategy that helps you get a better return on your marketing dollar. For a free business assessment, contact Top Dog Promotions at 608-769-9910 or topdogpromotions.net.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
305 down, 61 to go. Next time by for Kyle Larson. The lead is shrinking. Denny Hamlin is closing. Obviously, we're not going to get up on the edge of our seat. It's still 3.3 seconds between the Chevrolet of Larson, the Toyota of Hamlin. Briscoe in danger of losing third because William Byron is there, and Josh Berry right now running in the fifth position. Why don't we take a look at the movers and the losers tonight. Alex, presented by Craftsman. Take advantage of special deals right now at Ace Hardware. Visit craftsman.com. Winners.
The winners since the last restart back on lap 236, which was 71 laps ago. Ross Chastain has gained 7 spots. His Trackhouse teammate Daniel Suarez is up 6 positions. Austin Dillon and Zane Smith have both gained 4 spots. And since some are moving up the leaderboard, Jeff, somebody's got to be dropping the other way.
Like Michael McDowell, down 8. Christopher Bell, who's had such a good car here, running 10th, but he's down 5. And here's one that is interesting. Chris Buescher, since your point, when we put him under the green flag on lap 236, we're working lap 307. He can't afford to give up any, but he's given up 3, and that has something to do with that cut line.
It does. It's only 3 points because Bubba Wallace just now passed his teammate Tyler Reddick. So Bubba Wallace is up to 8th. Buescher is 16th. That means it's a 3-point difference for the last playoff position. But again, Bubba Wallace needs to finish 12 positions better than Chris Buescher does when the checkered flag flies. If you're wondering about the tiebreaker, if they end up tied, belongs to Chris Buescher. He's got 2 second-place finishes.
Mike Bagley, Tyler Reddick trying to race for a regular season championship, has his hands full. Just a moment ago, Christopher Bell just blew him away.
Yeah, Christopher Bell is on the warpath right now. Tyler Reddick's just trying to hang on. We have documented the challenges that he's had inside of that race car. I'm sure he is anxious to get to the end of this one. And what's complicating that for him is all that he has going on in the car and losing spots on the racetrack as well.
Yeah, that is one thing that you just can't do right now. Knowing that there's still another pit stop to be made here in this race, realistically one more, I should say, with 58 laps remaining, 2 questions remain. Number 1, when will that pit stop take place? Jeff, and number 2, can anybody do something completely different to try to snooker the rest of the field and get a win?
Well, I think I can kind of give you the first answer. They last were on pit road around lap 275, give or take, and they, for the most part, have been running roughly 35 laps of green flag racing. Now, the other part, what can you do to win this race if you're not Kyle Larson? We know all Kyle Larson needs to do is exactly what he's been doing for 311 laps. I'm going to put you on the box of Chase Briscoe. He has to win to get in. He's got a good car. It's been a second or third place car, best of show, other than Kyle Larson. What are you going to do, crew chief, in order to try to figure out how to make up that time, gain that speed to take it to victory lane?
I'm going to pit right now, and I'm going to come to pit road. I'm going to get way ahead of the cycle and hope that we get a caution in the last 30 laps of this race where we can all put tires back on. But I'm going to try to close that gap up, get myself where I'm at least, I got a shot at it. If the cycle happens and I get early enough to him, maybe I can jump him. But if not, this is drastic times. You need a win to get in. So now's the time for me. I would look down pit road. I'd look for somebody to come and be aggressive.
Yeah, that's about the only thing you can do, because at this point, if you're not locked into the playoffs and you're not right there on the point system trying to get into the playoffs, Jeff, you got to do something completely different. Doesn't matter then if you finish 30th tonight. Bottom line is you're here to win this race, and you got to do whatever you can to try to do just that.
And unfortunately, Mike Bagley, for the driver we're talking about in Chase Briscoe, he is currently running third behind Larson and Hamlin with 53 laps to go, and he's got company right now right behind him.
Oh, yeah. They are stacked up there trying to get by Chase Briscoe down the back straightaway. Trouble out of turn number four. One car spins. It's Carson Hocevar who will spin to the bottom of turn number four, and everybody now will flush to the outside. Carson refires the car, drives away. Solo car spin in turn four.
Now, Ross Chastain was on the pit lane being aggressive, Todd, to your point. Did this work out in his favor?
It did not. They were pitted behind the start-finish line, which if you're back there and the caution comes out while you're on pit road, you have to beat the leader to the start-finish line. While they were getting left side tires finished up on that car, the five car of Kyle Larson crossed the start-finish line. That puts him a lap down. They will take the wave around here because they've got their tires on. When everybody comes to pit road, they'll come to the tail end of the lead lap, but not working in their favor.
Boy, that could have been the biggest break of the year for Ross Chastain. Now he's going to have work to do. Carson Hocevar has had a good night. He started on the front row alongside Bubba Wallace, ran in the top 10 throughout stage number one, but then he began to fade in stage number two, actually fell a lap down, and now he brings out our second caution other than the two stage breaks, Alex Hayden. We haven't seen the yellow flag much tonight.
We have not. We've got 53 laps to go in the Southern 500.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
iRacing, NASCAR, and Coca-Cola congratulate M80 and Steven Wilson on his win at Texas in the 15th season of the NASCAR Coca-Cola iRacing Series. NASCAR's officially sanctioned esports series featuring the top sim racers from around the world. Wilson's win locks him into the championship four as he'll seek a second straight title. Don't forget to tune in Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern for race three of the playoffs at Phoenix on enascar.com. Brought to you by Coca-Cola, iRacing, and NASCAR.
We welcome you back to Darlington Raceway. The Whelen Engineering green light has now come on to drivers left at the entrance to pit road, meaning pit lane is open, and it is about to be an extremely busy place. However, there's only 17 cars currently on the lead lap. Kyle Larson, the race leader, he'll peel off the racetrack, and here they come. Let's start with Alan Cavana.
A good back-and-forth discussion between Kyle Larson and crew chief Cliff Daniels. Kyle Larson wants to be loosened up and adjusted somewhat for the five car on this final run. That's what they'll do for the five. And Kyle Larson just behind him, though, the opposite problem for Chris Buescher. They need to tighten that car. He's had him trying to keep his playoff life going and see what they can do. Tighten up that car for Chris Buescher, Steve.
Tyler Reddick is in. The car got loose on that run, so they need to tighten it up. Chris, Chase Briscoe, his crew chief, Richard Boswell said, what do you need for the car to be good on a restart? That's what they're going to get him. Here, Bubba Wallace. Overall grip's been the problem for Bubba Wallace. The race off from pit road. This could be the money stop. Kyle Larson wins the race off pit road. Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, Josh Berry, and Ty Gibbs. Pit stop number eight. And again, Larson's team gets him off pit road first. Chris Wilner.
Clean pit stops posty on my end of pit road, including William Byron, who felt like the brake pedal was going soft there and near the end of that run. He said, I was still losing the fronts and I couldn't pass Briscoe. They made an adjustment. Four tires and fuel. Denny Hamlin said, I'm a little bit tight. Going to be the longest run if this stays green to the end, so free me up. Four tires and fuel. And Ty Gibbs said the balance was trending tight, center, and loose off. They made an adjustment in four tires. Pit stops. Lap 316 could be the final ones of the night.
Top five off of pit road, and Postman got it right. Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, Chase Briscoe, Josh Berry, and Ty Gibbs. Why was Kyle Larson the first one off of pit road? The crew busted off a 9.2 2 second four tire stop. Kyle Larson is out front from Darlington Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com.